Hi, this is Chris Spedding again, coming to you from Guitar Graffiti Web Radio. And this is program number 5, album number 5, Guitar Graffiti. Now, Guitar Graffiti is kind of a similar album to The Only Lick I Know, because I produced it, even though I know Only Lick I Know says that Andrew King produced it, but really Andrew King wasn't even there. You know, he was the guy who got me the deal and called up and got the dates, but I was there producing it. Andrew King used to come and used to lay on the sofa and fall asleep. So, yeah, it's a similar thing, and I use the title Graffiti because it is like graffiti on the wall, you know, it's like unfinished stuff, and it's like very rough. Like graffiti is very rough art. It's like street art and it's unfinished and it's rough. So I thought Guitar Graffiti was a very good title, because I had little edited bits from my gigs on side two, you know, which I retitled Frontal Lobotomy, which is really just the ending of Hurt by Love or Guitar Jamboree. You know, that's what those songs were. But I didn't want to put Guitar Jamboree or Hurt by Love on the album because they were just on my previous album. So I cut off the song and I just put the solo on and renamed it. And one track I thought was pretty good, Breakout, was a live version. Now, that wasn't even the Rack Mobile. The Rack Mobile taped a lot of my shows, but they weren't very good. Breakout concert version was the Soundman's tape cassette from a show in Scotland. And the cassette was so good that we put it on the record.
Soda too. I'm deep in sleepy London town with your snow flying blues. Now don't you think they've been hiding for so long? And don't you think we found a different song? Where you gonna go? What you gonna see? Where you gonna go? What you gonna see? When the music break out.
And I was experimenting a lot, like Radio Times and Time Warp. They're all that experimental stuff, very experimental. Yeah, Radio Times, Time Warp was just, Time Warp, I was trying to be like Pink Floyd or something. I quite like it, although it's very rough sound-wise. The sound quality is very rough. I didn't really have the help of an expert engineer. I didn't know enough about producing records and enough about engineering to get a good sound, but I'd got what was in my head down on the tape. So I quite like it. And I like the fact that I had some of my solo playing, my gig playing on there, edited. I just chose the bits that I thought would sound good together. And Breakout has got some good playing in it. The band plays well and I play well. I was able to record my voice how I like to record it, with a lot of double tracking. I think my voice sounds good with double tracking because I need a lot of help to make my voice sound interesting. And I use a lot of double tracking and a lot of tape echo on the voice, and I like that. I stacked, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 voices all doing the same thing. It makes it sound very thick. And you can hear it. Sometimes you can hear different voices. I quite like that effect.
This is your captain speaking, boarding now the astral plane. We hope you'll rise again real soon.
thought I tried showing people I could do the one sound on Hurt, and I didn't want to do another album like that because that album wasn't successful enough. So if that album had been really successful, a huge hit, I would have done another album in that style, but it wasn't. So I thought, well, I'm going to try something different. Keep trying something different until I get something that's a hit. So that's why I did try something different. And that's why I produced it myself, because I thought, oh, well, you know, now I know a little bit more about what I want. Maybe I don't need to have a producer. In fact, Mickey Most liked Bored Bored, and he tried to put it out. He put out his version. There was a single version produced by Mickey Most of Bored Bored. And I didn't like that version as much as my version. And Mickey let me put this on my version on the album, because his version wasn't a hit single. So that's why I did that. And I felt that people, I felt that people needed, they didn't want me to play well-crafted records. People thought of me as a guitar soloist, and they wanted me to hear me play guitar solos. That's why I put the live stuff on. So I was trying to do on side A what I wanted, and on side B what I thought other people wanted.